Welcome to Geek Girl Soup. I'm Susan.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Court.
And today we are talking about two 2023 movies, Origin and Perfect Days. They kind of go together and they kind of don't. So
I ended up not watching Perfect Days since I was traveling. And then once I got back, I got sucked into binging the entirety of Three Body Problem, which is not a hidden gem. Because it's huge. Huge production by D&D, David Weiss, and also Benioff. David?
Benioff. Dan and Dave.
Okay. So I thought it wasn't coming out until today. Apparently it came out a week before I realized. My calendar was wrong, so I binged that. But I have another hidden gem that I'll add when we're ready.
Okay.
Concrete Utopia. It's Korean, 2023. I watched it on the plane and dug it. Yeah. So okay. I'll tell you all about that.
Cool. So was...
And it's a disaster flick. So if anyone doesn't want spoilers for that, then, you know, just come back and listen to this later. I won't give everything. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to give away. I won't give everything because y'all want to... Yeah. Okay. So never mind. No spoilers.
So we just know it's a disaster. And that's it.
But we will be spoiling Origin and Perfect Days.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
So did Three Body Problem, did that what's the word I'm looking for?
Redeem them?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love it so much. And that's why I literally watched all 7 hours and 15 minutes in one go.
Okay. Yeah,
pause and go pee or go grab something to drink. But, oh my God, yeah, I just plowed right through. It kept my attention the entire time. I'm going to go back and rewatch because, you know, when you binge it all at once, it's easy to forget stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like, when we have something we adore that goes week by week, we will, the three of us at least, will often rewatch that week's episode before the next week's episode. And so this is just going all the way through. It's like, okay, wait, what? And I'm sure I'll find some stuff or pick out some stuff I didn't notice the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's amazing. Now, I never read the book or listened to the audio. My oldest daughter and I, Camille, tried to listen to the audio about a year ago, and we just couldn't get through it.
Oh, okay.
Like, not that far at all. It was... listening was dull. It just wasn't holding our attention at all. Maybe it was the voice or something. I don't remember. Not that other people won't, but so I have nothing to compare it to, which is fine. Apparently it's a very dense book.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
So I really don't care how it compares to the book because this was so good. Court, did you start or finish?
I started. I would have finished it, but I had someone interrupting because she wanted to watch things with me.
Oh my god!
So I made it through three episodes.
Oh, great.
And I got to see that thing that happens. There are a lot of things that happen.
There are a lot of things that happen.
Yeah, but oh my god!
In different time periods, or two different time periods. Yeah, for
several
now.
Several time periods.
Yeah.
Several. Nothing. I'm not gonna say anything.
Yeah.
Whew, wow. That's all I can say.
And in several locations around the world.
Yes. And there are a lot of familiar faces, so many familiar faces.
Yes.
And when you ask her if this redeems them, I didn't even think of Game of Thrones when I was watching this at all. Like, no connection, because this was amazing. And had, that final foray, yes, they've erased it for me. I mean, it'll be brought back in May, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When we do May of Thrones. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I would highly suggest anybody check it out.
Yeah, if you like sci-fi at all, with a ton of, I don't know how accurate, science in the form of physics thrown in, this is amazing.
And not even that, if you like games, if you are a D&D person, maybe?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, or role-playing games, video
that
games,
part.
RPGs.
Yep.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Just awesomeness. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Really
you won't
is.
Watch and, just one though.
and now how long is it going to be before season two comes out? A year or more.
Years. years.
Oh, don't be more than a year and a half. That's what Game of Thrones used to do, about a year and a
Yeah.
half until the last
Yeah.
season. And that took longer, even though we got less. Oh, and it's on net. I did say Netflix. Yeah, Three Body Problem on Netflix.
I think everyone knows.
Yeah. Now you definitely do.
Yeah. And I did share the news that Erica Alexander was joining the third season of Invasion. And
Oh,
Kelly was like,
nice.
well, they haven't even said it's been renewed yet.
Oh, well, no,
Well,
I think
they
I
have.
said at least we
I think
know
they
now that
did.
they really are.
Okay. Okay,
No,
good.
at least the last I looked, they had
Oh.
not officially said it's been re renewed.
Right.
Someone posted that they had started filming.
Huh.
I think that was
Yeah.
it.
And they
And
were writing. Yeah.
And Apple, I think, has done that before.
They
They
have.
don't officially announce something has been renewed. It's just, oh, season two, 1 month from
Surprise.
now. Yeah. Or season three,
That's
whatever. Yeah.
honestly, that was kind of like the Steve Martin thing. It popped up on me like,
Yeah.
surprise. Like, thanks.
And we're talking about Steve Martin next week.
Yeah.
So
Two
get ready for
part,
that.
oh, my
two
bad.
movies connected. I mean, it's like part one and part two, but you can watch in either order, is what I
Yeah.
had read.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
cool.
Then and now.
Or now and then.
Yeah, exactly.
That part. Yeah. No.
He still looks the same in both, right?
Basically.
He's always looked the same for me.
He must have turned gray when he was like 20,
Yeah, I
but it
think
looks
so.
great on him.
Yeah.
Always.
Back in bold.
Beck and Bull, yes. Like my favorite. I love that movie, All of Me. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Can you imagine him with dark hair or even blonde hair?
No.
No, me neither.
I mean, I've seen clips and pictures of it, but it looks
Yeah.
wrong.
Yeah.
It's like the thing with Sam Elliott. Sam Elliott has always been a silver fox to me.
Yeah.
I can't see him. Like, if you show me a young picture of him, I'm not going to know who he is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll know who he
I
is, but
mean,
still.
especially like without the mustache.
Yeah. Like,
Who
who's
is
that
that?
man? Yeah.
Yes, and having just watched Roadhouse for the first time.
Oh my gosh.
The OG or the new thing?
Well, both. Yeah. Anyway, so I didn't really watch too much else this week because work, life, whatever.
Yeah.
Going to work on my day off, you know.
Oh, right.
So I can check all that off my bingo card.
Like, I've never gone to work by mistake. I've gone to a doctor's appointment a month early, but
A
never
month early.
to work.
Okay. Especially when you have to be at work at 6:15. Yeah. Court, have you finished your, well, you haven't finished. You never finished the Turkish dramas, right?
No, because they're episodes and then episodes, and then there's another
Yeah.
Turkish drama that I can start again.
Yes.
But I've still been watching the one I'd started, Hear Me, and I try to pace myself out. Like, it's a pleasure. And actually, I switched to another comfort show, and I actually went and bought the DVD set
Oh my gosh.
because Freevee is going away, and like, what happens when Freevee goes away? How am I going to get to this stuff? And I'm not buying it digitally anymore because they can just snatch it away whenever they want
Yeah.
to. So I purchased the complete series of Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, and I've
Wow.
yes, and I've been working my way through it. It doesn't. It's the old screen, but I checked Freevee, and that it has the old screen too. So
Well, yeah.
I'm not stressed about it. I know.
Yeah.
So I'm whatever. I'm used to it. It's just so good. It's just classic. It makes me feel good to watch her and Sully fall in love all over again. So and I've needed that. My other shows are being dicks. So yeah. And I told you, like, I would have finished Three Body Problem, but Nisi Girl was here, the middle one. There are three of them, and she likes horror movies,
That's
and
right.
so
Okay.
she likes the scream movies, and we've watched them over and over and over
Oh
again. I
my
said, "Hey,
gosh.
let's try this. Why don't we watch some of the other horror movies that I'm going to introduce you to, and we'll
Yeah.
see?" Because she's of an age where I can show her that stuff now without her
Mm-hmm.
freaking out. And I said, "Well, you promise you're not going to have nightmares?" She said, "I promise." And of course, she's been sleeping with me
Oh my
because
gosh.
so we watched Nightmare on Elm Street, which she enjoyed. We watched it in the daytime just in
Yeah.
case.
Yep.
Aliens.
Nice.
She said it was boring.
What?
I said, this is the action one. This is not the boring one.
And has she seen part one or the
original? No, I
original
didn't show
issue?
her that one
Okay.
because
Yeah.
That one is a little boring. Well, to
Boring.
her. No, no, no.
Oh,
That
okay.
would be, it's slow. It's
True.
very quiet. She would find
True.
that one boring, I'm telling
Okay.
you. But my sister said it's because there's so much talking, it's so long. And her attention span.
Okay.
It's that attention span. And The Thing. I
Oh,
didn't realize
yay.
how gross, like watching that with a new person,
Yeah.
I forgot how gross it can be. And she was watching it for the most part. And I made her put it down her phone several times.
Yeah.
So like, you're gonna miss this part. And she enjoyed it. She had fun with
Good.
it, even though, like I said, it grossed her out. So we're gonna
Yeah.
try Poltergeist next to see how she feels
Oh,
about that.
cool.
And
Nice.
I was gonna show her 28 Days Later, but you know it starts with Killian in the hospital with his ass thing hanging
Yeah.
out. So I'm trying to figure out if I'm gonna just skip over that scene and let her watch the rest. So
It's a body part. Who cares? I
So with
mean, but
Polter.
she's underage, ma'am. I can't show her things.
All
Yeah.
right.
So with Poltergeist, that should be less scary today or less nightmarish
Yeah.
because that doesn't happen on TVs anymore. The fuzzy
Right.
screen, at least not in the
Right. Right.
States.
Yeah, she's never seen it before. She's never seen that happen. Like, we don't go that off the air,
Right.
unfortunately.
Let me take that back. I tried turning on the Xfinity box a few days ago. And occasionally it's connected to that source. You know, my TV is connected to that source, but I get a fuzzy screen. Now it's not
Yeah.
making noise.
Okay.
And it didn't go off the air first. It looks very different, but it's fuzzy. I'm like, oh my God. So I have to turn it off, turn it on, turn it off, on, and finally it'll work. But so that's why I'm taking back no more fuzzy screens. It is possible, but it's not normal. It means something's very, very wrong.
Whether
And
supernatural or not.
right. Technical or supernatural. Yes.
Yeah, like she definitely hasn't seen it though. Like a
No.
fuzzy screen.
Oh yeah.
But
The
I'm
youngins are
gonna
probably like, what is
like,
that?
what are y'all talking about? Yeah, go look up YouTube for the end of day broadcast, okay?
Yeah.
The sign off, end of day sign
Yeah.
off.
Yeah.
I used to look forward to it. I liked it.
Yeah.
No, it was soothing to me. Yeah, whatever. But I'm gonna try to show her Aliens again at some point in time. It's like, you have to enjoy this. This is Ripley. Come
Yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Action one. Boring?
I know.
Ma'am.
We're all gonna die. We're all gonna die.
Yeah, game over, man.
Game
Yep.
over, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I also took her to the movies with me this because it's spring break. We went to the movies. Actually, we went to the movies twice. Last week I took her to see the new Ghostbusters, which was a lot of fun. And this week I took her to see Kong and Godzilla. That was
Nice.
so much fun.
Oh, good.
Only now I have questions about the timey-wininess of the TV show.
Oh, of Monarch?
Yeah.
Oh,
Like,
okay.
what happens when you go down there? You come back up? Because,
Right.
spoiler alert, that doesn't happen in the
Oh,
movie.
no.
No, because they go back and forth. Like,
Just without time changing?
yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
That there's
So
now
that's a
a.
show thing.
Are they in a different section of the place? I don't
That's
know.
what I was wondering, because it could be. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
That's the
not
only
happy
way to
about that
explain
lack of
it.
continuity. That's
Me
not cool.
too. Me
Yeah.
too. Yeah. It's like, and they have cameras and shit down there. They have people that were living down there.
Whoa.
But that's all I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna say
Okay.
anything else. But yeah,
Okay.
so the show, when it comes back, needs to address that.
Explain.
How did you fix this timey-wiminess?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe they fix it. Yeah, before Kong
Yeah.
X, I mean Godzilla X Kong, or however you say it.
I just call Kongzilla.
That's nice.
Yeah. Like Barbenheimer.
Yeah.
I like it. They're a fun
That's
team.
good. And in what year is this film supposed to
That's
take
what I was
place?
going to look up because the little girl was in the last one, Kong versus Godzilla, and she's grown up a little bit. So I was just going to go by her age.
Well, hopefully it's after when this first season of Monarch takes place, because
Oh,
then
yeah,
we
because remember that was
could.
2016.
Yes.
Okay.
2015? Yeah, around
15.
that.
Yeah,
So
15.
they would have fixed the timey-wiminess problem between then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 2021. I mean, we can say it was
it
3 years.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun,
yeah.
though. It just gave me that one thing to think about, and that's just because we watched the show. Like, some people who saw the movie probably didn't even watch the show and wouldn't have cared. And it's not the biggest deal. It's just like, hey, this was such a big thing in the show.
Yeah. Yes, it was an essential thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to be a bummer. Still go see it. Yeah. It's fun. You know what it reminded me of? Remember how y'all were telling me how much fun it was to watch the old ones, like the old monster movies? Like, that's what this was. That's exactly
Nice.
what this was.
Okay.
They took it to the billionth degree. It
Nice.
was awesome. I just felt bad for the people on the ground in the towns.
Oh, okay. And for people who don't know, the other MonsterVerse movies, so these are the American ones, are on Max because they were made by Warner Brothers.
Yeah, I've seen that
so
collection.
You go back and watch, and I haven't started that yet. Well, I had schoolwork and I had this homework, and then I realized about three body problem. Like, screw all of that. I'll cram the schoolwork and then next day, 2 days. So I am behind there.
Of course not. We know. We know you.
It'll get done.
Yeah.
So which movie do y'all want to start with?
Start with Origin.
Okay.
Because then we'll that'll bring us down, and Perfect Days will bring us up.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and once again, you guys made me watch a kind of a biopic.
Yeah.
It's a
not
biographical.
On
no, not on purpose. And I wanted to see it anyway. So it's a 2023 movie, written and directed by Ava DuVernay, based on the life of Isabel Wilkerson, played by Anjanue Ellis Taylor. And she's in the movie, she's writing the book Cast, The Origins of Our Discontents.
Which is a real book.
Over the course of the film, Wilkerson travels throughout Germany, India, and the U.S. to research the caste systems in each country's history.
Has either of you read the book?
No.
Mm-mm.
Me neither.
No.
Now I want
but
to.
But what it was stating in the movie, like, when the book was coming out, it was like 2016, I believe. And yeah, it came out around 2016, and it got really popular around 2020 when all the election stuff was happening.
Makes sense.
Is that right?
No,
I'm
it's
going to go back and double
published
check.
in
Is it
August
18?
2020.
Oh, okay. And it,
What
oh,
am I
it
thinking
spent
of?
like, I, where did I read this? Something like 56 or 58
50,
weeks at the
yep.
top,
Yep.
or
Yep.
just on the New York Times bestseller list?
At the top.
At the top, okay. So yeah, that
Because,
timing makes sense with that election year. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, so it explores so much in this, and it starts off with the young boy Tay, and as soon as those Skittles in the Arizona was on the counter, I knew where we were and what was about to happen. But still, can't look away.
No, Trayvon Martin.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting and awesome how Ava DuVernay wove into the film all these different also time periods and places, because they're stories that Isabel, I'm assuming, has in the book. Not having read the book, I can't be certain that she wrote about Trayvon Martin, and I've already forgotten the German dude's name. And
I mean, if it's based on her life, then yes, because that's what the publisher asked her to write, something about the case. So happened after that.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah. I love the perspective of, like, she was early on, like, arguing against racism and was saying, like, we it's like a fallback. I don't remember what word she used. And she eventually came around to, it's caste. And we normally think of the word caste just having to do with India.
So like, she was arguing against racism, but she saw something deeper. Like, she what she's talking about is the overall system. It's, like, I remember growing up in school, we would hear about what was happening in India with the Dalits. They used to call them the Untouchables, but I remember actually learning about that. And also, we learned about the Holocaust and everything. So there are different systems, but like in my head, I never actually put it together that that was all connected. Like, I feel like I knew that the Nazis had adapted Jim Crow laws, but it's not something
I
you
didn't
really
know.
think about.
No.
So like, just think like somebody, they have a playbook and they're
Yep.
all pulling from the same playbook to, disenfranchise different people.
They sent people over here to study our those laws, those racist or caste-based laws, so they, like we see in the movie, so that they could employ similar laws. Just horrifying.
That was,
And
absolutely.
didn't the Nazi dude in there, one of the Nazi dudes at the meeting, didn't he mention Henry Ford? Now I don't
I
remember.
don't know. I
But
can't remember.
I told you all about in the Rachel Maddow book from last year, and I'm blanking on the name. She writes about the Henry Ford's influence on fascism in America and abroad. That Hitler had a photo of Henry Ford on his wall. Yeah. So what's worse than, oh, how does it go? Rachel Maddow and the dude that was interviewing, and they were having a chat. I think they said something about like, what's the word? What's worse, having a photo of Hitler on your wall, or Hitler having your photo on his wall? It depends on who you are, but that's not it exactly, but something like that. Just saying how horrifying it is that Hitler didn't come up with this. He learned it all from us. Yeah, then to go into Origin and see the Nazis, and then I'm imagining that Isabel Wilkerson's conclusion is that it was not so much about anti-Semitism, it was about this caste system, like we have in other places around the world, where the lower caste is considered subhuman.
And one of the characters, Connie Nielsen's character, talked about like she was comparing, and like yours wasn't as bad, like racism isn't as bad because we, like, our people were being exterminated, but like when you look at it, like it's the same. Like there are black people that were and are still being exterminated. It's just happening in a different way than you are perceiving.
It's not happening all at once in concentration camps over the po over the course of however many years that was.
It
It's
was the
the
lynching.
society's set up this way, right?
Exactly.
It's like, no, you can't get the health care you need. You have to, do this, that, and this, and jump through 12 hoops. So,
And
and
that
you can't
horrific.
get healthy food in your neighborhood, food
Exactly.
deserts, and
Exactly.
how is that not killing black people?
Yeah. It is.
But
Yeah.
it wasn't perceived by, like I said, Connie Nielsen's character, and poor Isabella. Like she couldn't argue that point with her. Like, and her cousin said, "Well, it takes you a couple of days to get it together." Marion told her, "It
Yeah.
takes you a couple of days to get it together," and she said, "Her husband Brett, he would have been there, and they would have been there for that whole day arguing back and forth." Like these discussions are so important. I wish this movie had been not a hidden gem. Like, I wish more people would have been able to see it, because like the discussions that they were having, the revelations, like it's some things like most of us already talk about, but you don't put it all together in the way that she did. And
And this movie will eventually become available on Hulu because it's Neon, and so, and they have a deal with Hulu, and the same for Perfect Days. It's also Neon.
Yeah, but right now it's to rent or buy. And yep, I rent it. Oh my God, I forgot to tell my daughters about it so they could watch because we're all on the same account. Oh crap.
I caught it on sale, so I purchased it. So if you want them to watch it, you know how to thank you, how to get it.
I'm just telling, listeners, you need to rent it.
Oh, for
Definitely.
sure. Rent
You
it
know, or
or buy
even better,
it.
buy
It's a
it.
good watch.
Just help the filmmakers make more money from it and show that this type of film that we care about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What did you guys think of the scene with Nick Offerman and his Make
MAGA
American
hat.
Great? Yeah, his MAGA hat.
Yeah,
So
that was
what,
a
she had
tough
that
one.
plumbing problem. Oh
Yeah.
yeah. And you could see him, like he was writing up that estimate, but she humanized herself. Like
Yeah.
my mom just died.
Yeah.
Like tell me about your family. She talked to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
he wanted to help her.
Yeah.
It was a really hard watch though, like you
It
guys
was.
said.
Yeah. Thought Nick Offerman did a great job in that scene.
He did. He really did.
And that's why he won a Spirit Award for something else, but
Yep. He's
you
won several awards.
know. Yes,
Yeah.
he's several awards.
He's
Yes.
awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, that was very tough, and just I was in awe of what Isabel was doing during
Yeah.
that scene, but also like, oh my God, she should not have to do that.
Right.
You
She
know,
shouldn't.
she should not
Right.
have to be the one to hu humanize herself. No one should have to. No one should
Right.
have to humanize her or anyone or themselves. And but yeah, she could tell what he was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's
And
just like the moment from years before when I guess someone had come to spray for like what was it for
oh
bees or
yeah,
something with the
for
trees,
something,
and like her
yeah.
husband or not even her husband yet had to be the ones to step
Right.
in to assist her,
The white
to
man
be an
stepped
ally.
in to talk to this other white man, and
He asked for
yeah.
permission
Yes,
first.
he
Right.
did.
He was a good guy.
He
He
was
did.
great. Oh
Okay.
my
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. But he shouldn't have to. Like she expressed her
Right.
feelings. She
Right.
said what she wanted, and the guy wasn't going to ignore her because her opinion didn't matter. What she wanted didn't matter.
Yep. Or her own house, and
Yep.
yeah.
Jon Bernthal was amazing in this too.
He was. He
It
was a
felt
sweetheart.
like, I haven't seen everything he's in, but it felt like a very different character for him to play.
It did.
And yeah, I'm just like, oh, we all need a champion like that.
We do. We do. Like I loved his muted. He was very muted. And I like that. Usually he's completely turned up in
Yeah.
most of the things that he does. So that was a good difference to see in him. I very much liked him in the scenes with Isabella, but I also loved him in the moments that when he was with her mom, like
Yes.
when they were together.
Oh,
And like
yes.
they're having conversations and like when he goes to pick her up because she's in a wheelchair. She's
Yeah.
What does she call him? Sweetie? She calls
Yes,
him, where's
I think
Sweetie?
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He because he is that.
Yeah. He just comes across as so loving
Yeah.
as a person and you know, the
Yes.
character. It
Yeah.
just based on a real person. Yeah. So anyway, it's hard
Yeah.
to,
Yeah.
hard to
Yeah.
articulate in
Oh.
this case.
Yeah.
It just, oh my God. Just,
Yeah.
yeah. So kind and genuinely loving. I
Yeah.
mean, how loved Isabel must have felt.
Truly.
And then
And
devastated when they were,
oh
you
God,
know, they're gone.
listen, I was bracing
My
myself.
God.
I was
Yeah.
bracing myself because I didn't do any research before this, but you know, like things happen, especially some of these types of movies where okay, I was like, he's probably gonna die. So
Well,
let me get
especially
ready
because
for
he was so nice. He was
it.
so kind
Yes.
and a real ally and a champion. It's
Yeah.
like, nope, he ain't surviving.
Yeah.
Even though
And
it's
no, and
based
I was
off true life, it's
Yeah.
like,
And no,
no.
because we were watching it and like I saw all these a other outside tragedies happening. I was like, wait a minute, he might be safe. Look at that. They're talking about Trayvon Martin. They're talking about this. They're talking about that. Maybe he'll be
No.
okay. And I'm like,
It's got to
no,
be
not and
personal
not just
tragedy
him.
also. Yeah.
Personal tragedies. Because it was
Yes.
him.
Yeah.
Oh my God, y'all, that
Yeah.
scene with her, like in her personal fog, in her grief, like
Yeah.
with the leaves and him laying there.
Oh,
Y'all, oh
I
my
know.
God.
Yeah. That was gorgeous. So
Beautiful.
moving. Yeah.
And then when we come back to it later with her and Al, because like the little kid, the actor, like the way he was being
Oh.
comforted after what he went
Oh
through
my
with that pool
God.
scene,
Yeah,
I was
that was
like,
also stunning.
yeah.
Of her, the comforting. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
The
for
rest
sure.
was
For sure.
just so stinking hard to
Yeah.
watch.
Yeah.
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 But
Yeah.
you have to.
Yeah.
Oh no, for sure. Because how else are we going to learn? Like
Right.
I already knew the pool stuff. Like I knew,
Yeah.
but like to bring him around on that little
Oh.
raft and tell him he is not allowed to touch anything. Just like watching his little body braced stiff
Yeah.
because so afraid to move. Like
Right.
he's not enjoying this. This
No.
is insane.
No. And he's being called out for being different and less
Yeah.
than.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And
they'd
like
have to
his little
drain the
friends,
pool if he touched it.
exactly. And his little friends don't even understand. Like the guy
It's like,
said, we were too
why?
young to understand. If we really understood more, like we would have acted differently. Like nobody went to go sit with him. They weren't thinking. They were kids. But at least the parents tried to feed him. Some of the parents could have gone over to sit with him.
And so you see why I needed something to
Yes.
lift my spirits afterwards.
I think too. I think too. Because like midway through, I was like, oh, I got this. Susan's, oh, I got this. And I was like, I don't
And
got
then
this.
you
It's
just kept on
heavy.
going. Oh
This
my God.
is heavy. It's like it was one after another. It was him and then her mom. And then
And then her
Mary, you
cousin.
start to see Marion like with the cancer treatments and then after saying goodbye. It's like, come on,
It's
y'all.
three. Yeah, you're right. Three tragedies, personal tragedies. I'd forgotten about Mary. Well, it's like when we were talking about her mom, I forgot about Marion. But when we were talking about Marion earlier, I forgot about the mom. So, yeah. So, how about just chatting real quick about August Landmesser, the German lone man refusing to do the Nazi salute in 1936?
Love that
And I
story. Yeah, good for
found,
him.
yes, but like I paused and went to look that up at first to make sure it was real. I had seen the photo before, but it's like, okay, was it real? And what's the story? But then we do, like, she doesn't tell the whole story, but we see it. And
So was that the
just,
whole story? Do they die? Like, because I kept waiting to see. Oh,
yeah.
horrible.
Oh, I have it open right now, but it's going to take a minute to so they have two kids. They get separated at the border. One of the kids is lost in the foster system, and I don't think this article indicates anything else about what happened to her. And the other one, if I'm the other one is around today.
Oh, good. Good. Okay.
But the his wife, again, I'm sorry, I'm forgetting her name. I think she was taken to a camp, and he was later drafted into a penal infantry, and he would go missing in Croatia, where it's presumed he died 6 months before Germany would officially surrender. His body was never recovered, and he was declared legally dead in 1949. Oh, and that's right. She was also declared legally dead in 1949. The other child who is around now, I mean, according to this article, I don't know if she's still right now alive, but she went to live with the grandmother. But then later she was, after the grandmother died, then she was placed with foster parents.
That's horrible.
Oh, that's right. The her mom, the wife, Irma Eckler, was taken to the so-called Bernburg Euthanasia Center, where she was among the 14,000 killed. That photo is so amazing. And that was taken after he, according to this, after he met and fell in love with Irma. He's like, this is all wrong. He had joined the Nazi party earlier. Stunning. And I love how Isabel and Ava weave all of that in.
Absolutely.
Any more on origin?
I'm trying to think of the stuff that happened in India, because
Oh,
it was
yes.
good to see her,
Right, where she
like I said,
met with
go
the
through.
professor and
And I can't remember the name of the person who, the statue, but like they had it caged
Oh,
to
yeah.
protect it.
Shankar or something. Did it start with A, B, D?
Ambedkar.
Okay, yes, that's it. Ambedkar. And yeah, so we see the statue because she sees the statue and then learns his story. And he was a Dalit who became educated, really educated, ended up being able to leave the country to go to school in England, was it? And I forget his degrees, economics and something else, I thought. He had two PhDs. Huge success story and role model for the Dalits in India.
For anyone,
But my perception was he never stopped being a Dalit to the higher, quote, higher castes,
Probably,
no
Oh,
matter the
right.
education.
Yeah, sounds about right. We also had the storyline of the two young couples
Oh,
that
yes.
went undercover in the South, and like
Oh.
as just were yeah like they were just studying and reporting back like everything that they saw, and they actually wrote that book, and they said they came back as lifelong friends,
Yeah.
so she included that in her research too.
Black couple and white couple. That was so scary
Oh
watching
yeah.
those scenes.
Yeah.
I was just on edge the whole time.
Yeah, and they detailed their different experiences because, like, you saw the white couple and in those neighborhoods where the sheriff would roll through and everybody would cheer and be happy and welcoming, and then he would roll through the black neighborhoods and people were afraid because they were meant to be afraid. Like that was him intimidating them. Like there was an issue with one of the characters looking him in the eye.
Oh,
Oh
no,
no,
that was
Miss,
the
Miss, yeah.
Oh,
Her
yes.
parents found a loophole
Yeah.
and named her Miss.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they always had to like say her name, say her whole name, and not just like denigrate her. And he got upset with her because she was looking him in the eye and said, "You're not from around here, are you?" No, not at all.
Loved that story. And yeah, how brilliant. Like her name being Mitt. And do you remember the last name? I don't. Was it C
No,
some? I
but
don't remember, but we'll pretend Jones. So her name was Miss Jones. That's amazing.
And like to actually have to go to her records to see if that like that was actually her name. Yeah, that's my
Because,
name,
yeah,
dude.
she's got to be lying about that.
Yeah, a lot of great stories. Like this movie was good, like really good. Like even with the heavy material, like it, as much as it hurt to watch some of the things, there were also moments that I really felt good watching. And I was glad that John Barathon, even though he passed, like his character passed early in the movie, he was still woven throughout the rest of it with like different memories. So that was good.
And all of her friendships and even meeting new people. Like, I love that dude in India who was showing her around. He was fantastic. And so she just has such a beautiful heart. And so, yeah, watching her, I mean, throughout the movie made me feel good. But then, particularly when she's really engaged and enjoying people, and we see her friendships, especially like between her and Marion.
Well, also, very small thing, but it was awesome to see Donna Mills again. I love Donna Mills.
That's right. Well, y'all go rent or buy. Don't wait for Hulu. Go do it now.
That's right. Everyone needs to see this.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, watch Perfect Days. It's serious. It's a drama, but a little more uplifting. It ends with a smile. There, spoiler alert, it ends with
There
a
you go.
smile. And he's happy. So
And this is Japanese.
it's Japanese and German.
Oh, wow. Oh,
So, and it's
wow.
also 2023, directed by Wim Wenders.
Oh,
He
I
wrote the
forgot that.
script, and he and Takuma Takashi wrote the script. Co-production Japan and Germany.
Nice.
It's neon
And
too, though, so it should be
it
pop it up
is.
on Hulu.
Isn't it already there? No.
I don't
I
know.
don't think so. No, it
Okay.
didn't show up.
And it stars Koji Yakusho, and he's a cleaner of public toilets in Tokyo. And as the film progresses, we learn more about him and his life. It's just a simple daily life, and the other people do most of the talking in the film, and then finally he has a few lines.
I felt he was very soothing to watch and like in doing his work and just like his daily life, whether he was sitting there enjoying his lunch and taking photos or just like admiring beauty. Like there was this one scene where he's bowing to a monk who he sees, and he's asking for permission to take this sapling. He carries around like little newspapers folded so he could take a sapling with him. And like that was just soothing. And anytime one of his, well, not even one of, anytime his coworker would show up, he was annoying to me because he's loud and brash, and he would interrupt the flow of like what was just built with the main character. Like he annoyed me. And he is extra annoyed me when he tried to make him sell his cassette tapes. I love that he has those cassette tapes too.
It's like, no, you can't do that. Those are his. They're not yours. You're not entitled to the money from selling his cassette tapes because you work with him and you want to go on a date with this girl.
And I hate that he gave him money. He was
Wow.
a douche.
He was.
But the girl wasn't. She was nice. She
Yeah,
came and
at
she
least
enjoyed the
she
music.
yeah.
Yeah, and she told him to be quiet. I enjoyed her. And what was like that word he said at the end? I actually went and looked it up. It was komorebi. Komorebi is a Japanese word for dancing shadow patterns created by sunlight shining through the rustling leaves of light. I'm sorry, the rustling leaves of tree. There's no equivalent in English. That was beautiful. That was honestly this whole movie for me. Like that was the mood of the whole movie.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because he was trying to get the perfect picture. It looked like he had collections for over the years, and it's like this day it looked like this and then this, and so he has like a history of those trees.
And like he was so into his job. He did have different gadgets that he had for just for cleaning everything. Like he was very engaged with what he was doing. Another scene that I really liked when he was at the glass bathrooms, because I was like, wait a minute, how did these work? Because it's glass, and then I guess when you go inside, it turns opaque some way. And so there was a black woman who came, and she was like, hey, she said, how does this work? She echoed my thoughts from the moments before. I kind of figured it out in my head, but he actually showed her. It's like, okay, cool. Because like, are we just going to bathroom after like this? Come on.
But now, when we visit Tokyo, we'll know.
Exactly. And I'd been curious about bathhouses too. And we got to see him at the bathhouse several times. I just have to make sure I go to one where my tattoo is not an issue.
What does it say something that it may not say?
No,
Or
no, tattoos for a while are an issue, in certain, but I don't know how much it is as it was in the past because of the Yakuza. Because for some of the bathhouses, when I was originally supposed to go, was that in 2016? It was actually 2020, right before the pandemic started. I was doing research and there were several bathhouses where you could not go there if you had a tattoo. So,
I went
but like,
to a bathhouse and I just didn't have tattoos then, so I didn't even think about any of that.
So you didn't see this one. I was gonna say, so was it similar? Because like you they had to he like he super bathed, like he had to wash up and everything first. And like it was just these little showers. Everybody would sit down at the little showers before they got in, which makes sense because it's like the pools, like they expect you to shower off and with your bathing suit and get in, but there's no bathing
This
suit,
is
so
like soap and water.
Well,
I had to do that first.
that makes sense. That's a good deal.
And
Like I definitely
there
want to
were
do that.
buckets, wooden buckets with a wooden version of ladle, and so we used that too.
Good deal.
Just a whole ritual. And I love that about various things in Japan, the ritual with it, and like the tea ritual. Oh, fabulous. So I don't know if he did anything with tea in the movie.
He drank a lot of water.
There was this restaurant he went to all that he had a routine, throughout the day. So,
His own ritual for his life.
And then it was disrupted one day. His coworker disrupted it, and then his niece showed up one day, and so And it was interesting to think, to see, I guess, the different paths he could have gone. And so what brought him to this, to, being the a cleaner, a toilet cleaner in Tokyo, when obviously, there was someone else in the family had like a completely different lifestyle, and would so they were like in different castes, even though they were probably, born and raised in the same household and of the same caste. They just chose differently. I think you'll like it if you watch it. And like Court was saying also about the cassettes and the music, it's got a great soundtrack too.
It does.
It was up for International Best Film Oscar, wasn't it? I'm scrolling down looking.
And I think he won Best Actor at Cannes in
Oh,
2023. Yeah.
nice. It was up for international feature at this year's Oscars.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, this is the perfect pick.
Well, I will watch it.
Yeah.
Do y'all want to hear a little bit about Concrete Utopia?
Yeah.
Please. Yeah.
Okay. 2023. Doesn't say the
It was a
director
good year
here.
for film, huh?
I know. Oh my God, this year really was. Like, I was thinking about that and looking. I still have my Oscar list from 22 and 23, meaning a year ago and the year before. I don't think I have any more for 21. And so I looked back at the films, and you kind of feel like every year is a good year, but no, this is particularly good. It truly, in my opinion. So I couldn't find Concrete Utopia in IMDb. So you can find it on Just Watch, justwatch.com, but it's not listing the director here, it's just listing actors. And so it is, like I said, disaster flick, where in Seoul there is a just ginormous, you can't even imagine how big of an earthquake. And things get sucked into the ground, and pretty much every building just crumbles, is totally demolished. But this one apartment complex still stands, concrete, and it's a place they can survive, utopia. But then it's like, okay, how do they su survive? And like creating a new society. And so we really get to know several people and see the dynamics and how these change and what the people decide to do and how they try to build a new society. Yeah. And then I really dug the end as well. Yeah, kept my attention the whole time. And right now it Just Watch says it's at the cinema and it gives the
It's
Fandango link.
okay. It's on Viki, it says. On the
Oh,
Viki app.
wow.
I'm gonna
Never
actually
heard of
try to
that
pull it
one.
up.
I
Oh
you're
no, they
right. I
have
think,
Asian
oh
dramas.
yes, I even copied that link here into my notes. Yes.
Yeah, they have
But it's
K-dramas and things.
rentable with
Yeah.
Viki. Yeah, not free.
All right, cool. Because
Yeah.
Park Seo-joon is in this and I love him. He was
Yeah.
in Parasite.
That's right. I will send you guys the link to Viki, the
Thank
film Viki,
you.
right now.
All right.
There you go.
Thanks so
And if I
much.
remember, I'll put it in the show notes. Actually, I'll just
Okay.
write it down right now. Copy and paste. There we
Perfect.
go. Yeah, not going to write that out. Yeah, I think y'all will enjoy it.
For sure.
For next week, besides Concrete Utopia, which we'll get to it sometime. The two Steve Martin films on the documentaries on Apple TV Plus
And
are
one
on
of
their
them is
favorite
called,
network.
oh yes, favorite. One of the films is called Steve, all caps and exclamation point. And the other film is called Martin. It's all lowercase Martin in parentheses.
Okay.
Not
I didn't
cute.
realize that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to watching those.
Me
I
too.
feel like something else just started on. Oh, well, I think I talked about this before. Constellation on Apple TV
Okay.
Plus just ended.
Okay.
And there is an episode or two left of The New Look. And it mostly it they say it's about the rise of Christian Dior, but Coco Chanel is also in it. Ben Mendelsohn plays Christian Dior. And everyone is doing an accent in it. And I don't dig that. Oh, Maisie Williams is in it as Christian's sister. She's great. They shave her hair for real while filming. She had to agree to that before being hired. Yeah.
It's art.
I looked that up because I'm like, wait, I don't know how you could do that with the stay cap on, you know.
Yeah.
You probably can, but so I do recommend that. And then Manhunt started a few weeks ago. It is on Apple TV Plus, about the hunt for John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah, okay. I have a recommendation.
Yep.
For my fellow 80s, 90s kids. So X-Men 97 started on Disney 2 weeks ago. And it's on, it's the third episode this week. I actually watched it yesterday, like I was watching Saturday morning cartoons again. But it's a continuation of the original X-Men cartoon from Fox Kids. So,
oh, wow.
Like, it's very, very, it's so cute. It's so good. They picked up again. And it's, you know, woke stories like it's always been.
Oh, no.
Like, come on. Like, you missed it the first time around. They were talking about this stuff before. So,
wow.
It's all good. But check it out
cool.
if you so choose.
I forget why I went into AMC Plus. Oh, I think I was just looking up something there. And oh my God, I am still paying for it. And I haven't watched since The Walking Dead ended.
Oh no,
what
really?
On earth? I know.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't realize it. So in other words, I can start watching The Ones Who Live anytime and
Perish Tonight.
Perish, so that starts tonight. And there's something else because, there was a specific thing I went there to look up and now I've forgotten it. I don't seem to have it written down. So I still have it. What an idiot.
Well, I think Court and I have watched the finale of The Ones Who Live.
Okay.
Yes.
And I watched also the premieres of the Daryl Dixon and Dead City.
Oh, cool.
So the Negan and Maggie one also. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Nice. Let me know. This was a good ride for me though.
And I guess, I don't know. We can talk about it next week, maybe in a couple of weeks. Yeah. We'll catch up and see if we've all watched everything or as much as you could.
Yeah. I'm not going to watch Daryl or Maggie and Negan, but
you don't have to.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only one I want you to watch.
No, I was just curious about those. So,
Yeah, like for the Daryl one, like you just started watching. So there's one episode that I definitely want you to watch. I think it's the second one where I just want you to see that.
Okay.
And we'll talk about why I wanted you to
see
it.
If it were in French, I might watch.
Yeah, partly. There's French happening.
Yeah, but it's not predominantly, right?
No, because it's like
it's Daryl
presuming everyone speaks English,
right? Yeah. And he hasn't learned any yet, but it's only the first episode.
Does he ever learn any? Spoil us on that, Court. Does he ever learn any French other than merci?
I mean, just here and there. We don't get him speaking the language in full fluently.
Of course not.
Yeah,
I mean, he learned some sign language for Connie,
right? Yeah,
so
I did like that.
Yeah,
I did like that. I hope they meet again sooner or later.
Yeah.
But Kelly, if you do check out that at all, like I said, second episode, just the first 15 minutes, watch that.
Yeah. But Walking Dead's gonna Walking Dead.
But sometimes they do it well. Like when they really put thought into it, they do it good. I'm not talking about Daryl. I'm talking about Those Who Live.
Yeah.
And the early days of The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
But then they said, but we have to do this action scene here. And
just drag it out. And I know it's based on the comics, but they should have ended it years ago.
Yeah, none of this stuff is based on the comics.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah. The Walking Dead, though.
What's happening now. But
But so, can I just say that I am grateful that Danai has had the input that she has.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it really did save some of it. Yeah. Anyway. But we'll talk a little more openly when all three of us have seen it. So, yes. So until then, everybody, geek on.